Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs.
Hello everyone, this is episode 22 of
Harper Bliss
and her Mrs. We're recording this on Monday, 14 January 2019. 2 weeks into the new year.
Yes, and 2 weeks where we have recorded a podcast in a row. I mean, that has not happened in a while.
Our resolutions, we're on it.
Yes, we're sticking to it. Wow.
But let's not get, you know, too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's not congratulate ourselves
too
much.
Let's take it 1 week at a time.
Yes, yes.
So, what's new?
Well, I started writing my book.
I know you've told me what it's about, but honestly, I have to say I don't remember. It's about two women, that I know, but I forgot the specifics. But you don't have to tell me, yeah?
Well, it's a second chance romance.
Ah, yeah. You told me a title and everything. Yes. But I haven't read any of this yet.
No, but I only have 1,165 words.
It's not too bad.
Well, you know.
You have to start somewhere.
Yes, it's a start, it's a start.
You should not be in any way negative about your 1,100 words.
No, I mean, it's
you
a
should
start.
Only be positive about it.
I am.
Previously, you had 0 words.
Yes, now I have 1,100 words, which, you know, I don't know if they're any good, but
we'll see.
I think, you know.
You have them.
I have them, yes, I have them. It's a start. What about you?
Well, I started writing French Kissing 5.
And how many words have you written?
9,000.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. This morning I did 3,000.
Wow.
I haven't had a 3,000 day in a very, very, very long time.
And how did it feel?
Oh, amazing. Like $1,000,000. I said, well, I feel like $1,000,000. And then you said, well, I wish you had $1,000,000.
If I remember correctly, you said, I wish I had $1,000,000.
No, it's true. That's how it went down, but I thought I'd make it sound better for the podcast.
Sorry.
We were not on the same wavelength.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Messed that up.
No, well, you know, I started again. I started off gently, but now I think I'm picking up speed.
That's good. I mean, I have read some of it, and it's good.
Well,
I think fans of French Kissing will be happy and will enjoy it.
Well, it's more of the same.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's been a while, so.
Yeah, but I have to write it up.
Yes.
I mean, I have a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
With Audible.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Audible.
Yes.
Well, not Audible, but audio.
At the Water's Edge is out in audio.
Yes. Well, it's not on all retailers yet. It's not on Apple yet, and it's not on Google yet.
But it should be there, you know, in the not-too-distant future.
But it's on Amazon, and it's on Audible.
Yes.
It feels different than any other audiobook we've had out because we did it ourselves.
Yes. And by did it ourselves, I mean we worked ourselves with a company to produce it. We did not record it ourselves.
We didn't sell the
but
rights.
But we didn't sell the rights to a publisher. So that's different than all the other audiobooks we've done.
It feels pretty good because, I mean, at heart we are indies.
Yes.
So I think if this one does well, we will do the rest of my backlist. There's a couple that are not yet in audio. So
Yeah, so you should, if you're an audio listener, go check it out. The narration is really good.
Yes.
And it's worth listening to. I mean, we had to proof it, so we split it up half-half. So we each read half of the book again, listening to the audio.
Yeah.
And it's a good book. It's a very good book.
Thank you. You did the second half, so that was
with all the sex scenes.
Yeah. I'm so glad I didn't have to do that.
it's a good book. It was your first real novel that you wrote. It's really good and the audio is very good. So go out and listen to it.
Yes, because, you know, this book came out in 2014. It might have been a while since you read it, so it's a good time to revisit it in audio.
Yes.
You can do it with the Whisper Sync.
Yes.
So I think you get a discount on your Audible book
if you bought the book. Yeah.
So,
well, hopefully a lot of people do that because, I mean, it was in BookBub not that long ago, so a lot of people bought the ebook, so maybe a lot of them will get the audio.
Maybe.
Anyway, apart from that, yes, that was exciting.
Well, I've been, apart from writing, I've been doing a lot of ads. You know, it's business. Yeah, when you're in indie, it's not just about writing, it's also about the business.
Yes.
I think 2019 is going to be all about the ads. I've been doing AMS, Amazon ads, BookBub ads. You know,
spending
just
a lot of money.
That's spending a lot of money.
I keep seeing these, getting these notifications on my phone that, you know, this amount was charged to your credit card by Amazon Marketing Services.
These days you have to spend money to make money.
No, it's true.
It
it's
used
true.
To be different, but you know what it's called, right? It's called you have to pay to play.
Yeah, it's pay to play now. Amazon, you don't get any free ads. I mean, you know.
I'm trying to find, you know, the, how shall I call it, the point of paying the least for the maximum amount of sales without bankrupting us.
Yes, that would be good.
But, you know, there's a bit of trial and error involved.
Yes.
So we spend a lot on ads, but, you know, I hope it will pay off. Because, you know, you spend what you spend on ads, it's not just for sales. I mean, it's more than that. It's, yeah, you know, you have to be out there.
Yeah, you make yourself visible.
Sometimes people have to see a cover or an ad a couple of times before they act. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's... yeah, it's not just for sales.
No.
It's a long term. Plus, also the other reason why I've been doing a lot of ads, not AMS, but also BookBub, is because, you know, we're working hard on being wide, which I'm actually very excited about.
Yeah,
do you think I would be so excited about it?
And so far, I mean, it seems to be going well. I mean, it's still nowhere near as many sales wide as we do have on Amazon, but. Can see that there's a slight increase on Apple, for example, and you've been doing BookBub ads towards Apple, and we can now actually, you know, track them better because we created an Apple affiliate account, so we can actually see, you know, if an ad is getting clicks and if things are getting bought after clicking the ad. So that's, you know, new information,
and
they are, yeah, and it's new information that we didn't have. And of course, the Pinbean, the first six books in the Pinbean series are now wide, so these are getting discovered on, you know, by people who don't buy books on Amazon. So yeah, it's so far it's going okay, and I have high hopes for.
It's the feeling of, you know, knowing that there are so many people out there who've never, lesbian readers of lesbian fiction have never heard of me.
Yes. So
that we can, you know, in countries where Amazon is not prevalent.
Yeah, because Apple, you know, they're much wider geographically than Amazon. I mean, you can buy on Amazon from a lot of countries in the world, but I think from some countries you just can't. And Apple does have their books available in a lot of countries. I see it every time I have to upload one and I have to set the price for every country. There's a lot of them.
I did read something the other day. I think it was Russell Blake. He said, I'm in KU because Kobo and Apple, they've had years now to get their act together and they still haven't done so, and I can make so much more in KU.
Yeah.
But I mean, this might be true, but I think long term it won't be true. Plus, I also think that there's going to be a point where Amazon is going to screw you again. Plus, it's also how you look at things, right? It's also for your own peace of mind.
Yeah, no, I think we made a good decision trying to go as wide as possible.
Plus, selling direct.
Yes, so we've been working on a bit on that as well. And
yes.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was too excited. I did not mean to interrupt
you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, to stimulate direct sales, I'm doing a promotion on one of my books every 2 weeks, I think. I will change it on my shop, which you can find when you go on my website, harperbiz.com. Just, you know, click shop. And the book on promotion this week is No Greater Love Than Mine. I can say it if you like.
No, I don't think that will entice people to buy it. It's the Silver Linings, the first book in the Silver Linings series.
Yes.
That doesn't have a second book yet, but should have one, you know, in the
soon-ish,
course of the year.
Soonish. So, yeah, so if you head on to my shop, you can get it for 99 cents.
Yeah, and we're working on making the buying experience as smooth as possible. We're still trying to figure out some stuff on that, but, you know.
Well, we use Payhip. We are limited to Payhip's capabilities, but I think they are expanding all the time. I just sent them an email telling them my thoughts.
Okay.
And asking them, when is this coming, when is this coming?
So, yeah, no, so... Well, we would really like to develop that as much as possible, as we've said several times already.
Yes. So it was a good week.
Yes, it was a good week. It was also a good week you know, for entertainment.
Yes.
We went to the cinema, which we hadn't done in a long time.
That's true, it'd been a while.
And we went to see The Favourite.
Yes.
Which was really quite an experience. But I really enjoyed it.
It was enjoyable, but I mean, I think not everybody is going to enjoy a movie like that.
No.
But for us, yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of swearing. And when we lived in Hong Kong, we hung out with people who swore a lot. And it's very inventive swearing.
Yeah.
Plus, it's extra funny because it's like a period piece and everyone is in these like robes and then they're like,
you know, made up.
They use the C word a lot.
Yes.
That's like the favorite word in the movie is the see you next Tuesday. But Olivia Colman, she is so good.
Yeah, she's really
good at everything.
She's so funny. And I mean, the other actresses are good as well, but she really stands out. She's very, very good.
She stands out in everything.
But I really like the feel of the film, the way it was filmed, the way, you know, the way it was shot as well. And, you know, there's a lot of ultra wide angles and even fisheye shots. And I really liked, I mean, it gave the mood, I think most, not all the scenes, but the majority of the scenes are shot like that. And it gives it a very special feel, which I enjoyed a lot.
But you might have missed a couple of scenes because at a certain point there was a little bear come beside me in the cinema.
There was a
small purr.
I had not slept well and I had a cold, which I still have. And so I might have nodded off, but not very long because it was the same scene when I nodded off and when I woke back up.
I gently touched you.
Yes.
To alert you to the purring.
So I might have missed a minute. But apart from that, I enjoyed it a lot.
I definitely recommend it. I mean, you know, there is obviously some lesbian content in this film we have not mentioned.
Oh, yeah. No, there is definitely some lesbian content.
So, yeah.
I saw a little clip of the Graham Norton show, the New Year's Eve episode, on which Olivia Colman... Yes, but Olivia Colman was a guest, and there's a clip on YouTube where she talks about the sex scene she has with Emma Stone.
Oh, I have to watch that.
It was quite funny.
And speaking of lesbians.
Yes, on Saturday we went on a date to Antwerp, which is not that far from Brussels, but still it got us out of our city. And we went to see Wanda Sykes.
Yes.
Who for some reason was performing in Antwerp. She'd done a date in London and then she was doing two in Amsterdam and then she was going back to the US.
I think Antwerp is a comedy-loving city.
Yes, because there's a lot of English-speaking comedians who apparently come and do shows in Antwerp.
Yeah, we saw Margaret Cho there and Kathy Griffin.
Yes, and Trevor Noah is coming later this year and quite a few Brits as well.
Sarah Millican
and Dara Brian O'Brien. I can never pronounce his name and... lot of them.
So what did you think of Wanda?
Well, it was funny, but I think it's really the beginning of her tour and she's still getting into it because it felt a bit not very tight and not very, I don't know. She was trying to remember where, you know, what she had to say next, what the next joke was, what the next thing was, and I don't know, you could feel it, I think. And because I think she's recording a Netflix special in March. She's probably gearing up for that. So it felt like that. And I mean, I love her stuff when she's talking about her family, the jokes about, you know, her French wife and her French-speaking kids and stuff. I like a lot. But she did quite a lot of political stuff as well, which was okay, but, you know... these days you see so much, it's all about Trump and racism and this and that. And
we're all sick of that.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, I didn't feel like they were jokes that I hadn't heard before.
No.
I thought it was, I think she's better in her everyday stuff. Of course, I mean, she's free to do the comedy that she wants to do, but personally I prefer her everyday, you know, family related stuff.
Yeah.
Than her political stuff.
My comedy bar is set at Margaret Cho and nobody's gone over yet.
No.
Nobody is funnier than Margaret Cho.
That was still the funniest comedy show.
Because we've seen her twice and twice I was crying with laughter.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she get a Netflix special?
Maybe she will.
I have to write to Netflix.
Yes.
Because I once wrote to them and they actually, you know, rectified the situation. which was probably a complete coincidence, but you know.
Well, maybe they have a very responsive customer service.
Well, I did speak to customer service once and they were pretty rude to me, I have to say.
But you did say that maybe it was your fault also a little bit.
Yeah. But still. I'm a customer. Yes. They should always be extremely nice to me.
They should. And so on the TV we have discovered this new show came out on Netflix, this Netflix.
It came out on Friday and we've seen almost all of it.
No, we've seen half of it. We've seen 4 of the 8 episodes.
Yeah, it's with Gillian Anderson.
It's called Sex Education.
It's really good. It's so funny, but it's also moving. Yes. Even though it's about teenagers in school, and one of the teenagers' mothers is Gillian Anderson.
And she's a sex and relationship therapist. And her son takes on the role of sex and relationship therapist for his high school friends.
It's I really like it. I had no idea. I didn't read anything about it. Well, I read a short interview with Gillian Anderson. I thought it was going to be one of these American high school dramas, but it's not like that at all. It's set in Wales.
Yes, it's so beautiful there. I want to go to Wales now.
Plus, of course, Gillian Anderson, she is not only bisexual, she is bi-accented.
Yes, she is indeed.
And her British accent is, it's really...
And she wears glasses a lot in this show, which is also quite alluring. The only thing is, it's weird. I think, it's a Netflix show, and I think in order to make it more easy for American viewers to watch, they've made the school very American.
Yeah.
I mean, usually in the UK, most high schools, they have uniforms, and this...
Especially a private school like that.
They can wear what they want. They have...
They have sex a lot on the school grounds.
But they wear these, these school collar jackets. The jocks wear these school collar jackets. When you look at it without the sound, you'd say, oh, this is an American high school show. But then you turn on the sound and they all have British accents. Yeah. So that's a bit strange. I think I don't know if it's a strategy to try and make the show more palatable for the US audience.
You want to cater to Americans. It's what I did with Ping Bean narration.
Yes, it's true.
No Australian accent. And I've gotten a lot of flack for that.
Yes, that's true.
Always cater to Americans because there are so many of them.
Yes. Anyway, the show is really great.
And it's with Gillian Anderson.
Yes. So. Her hair is very, very blonde, though.
Yeah.
But she wears glasses a lot, I repeat. It's very enticing. Speaking of glasses.
I have new glasses. I can see again. I went to the doctor. How do you call that?
The
doctor who takes, who does your eyes. And he said I've been walking around with the wrong kind of glasses for me for years. Well, since I got my last lenses, which has been a few years. And then I came home and I could reduce the font size on my Kindle.
Wow.
Immediately.
Wow.
I can see again.
Yes.
This is what you look like.
Yes. I mean, you haven't seen me clearly for the past, 6 years? I've aged a bit, I think, since then.
But, I mean, when you think about it, you cannot always trust a doctor, which I knew already. But I always had these headaches and my eyes were so tired and my sight was deteriorating rapidly, but I just had the wrong glasses.
Yes.
So now I hope I have the correct ones. Plus, the shop I bought my new, I also got a new frame, is using Sharon Stone in their branding a lot. So obviously I had to go there. It really worked on me.
Yeah, the marketing,
And I wanted to ask for one of their promotion materials with Sharon Stone on, but I didn't have the courage to do that. Also, I would have had to say it in French, and I said, Sharon Stone, ça, poster, Sharon Stone, pour moi, s'il vous plaît.
Maybe when we walk by next time, we can go in and ask if they don't have a discarded, I think they had a special campaign for the holiday season. Maybe
she looks sparkling in that.
Well, maybe they will have changed it and they still have the poster.
I
in
need
the back.
Some office decoration. Also, I just remembered that someone not send an email to our Harper Bliss and our Mrs. email account to say that your voice is very sexy.
Yeah, I had not checked that email address in quite a while, I have to admit. And then I found a couple of emails and one of them said I had a I don't know, some kind of a sensuous voice or sensual voice, something like that.
Does this put extra pressure on you?
Yeah, my voice sounds especially sensual today because I have a cold. So, yeah, thank you to the person who said that.
Have you replied to them?
Not yet. I will.
Marfa, you haven't replied.
I haven't replied yet. I will.
You have to reply to your fans.
There was also an email in there saying that that our podcast was in a list of 15 lesbian podcasts to subscribe to.
There cannot be more than 15.
No, there are. And the email that said we scoured through hundreds of lesbian podcasts and we have made this list of 15.
No, I don't believe that.
There are plenty.
Really?
Of course. Everybody has a podcast.
It's true. If we have one, then everyone has one.
Yes. Speaking of podcasts, we were a bit, miffed earlier this week because our favorite podcast to listen to, fortunately, with Fee and Jane, they've removed it from the Apple podcast. I mean, they're now, sending it out into the world, but only exclusively through the BBC Sounds app, which is a new app from the BBC, that we cannot get it because we're not in the UK.
Big mistake.
Yes. And
BBC made a big mistake.
It caused a lot of disgruntlement amongst fans because they have a big audience outside of the UK, but I think they've already rectified it in that the first four episodes are going exclusive on BBC Sound, but then they'll go wide after a month or something.
So we have to wait a month until we can listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, there are ways to listen to it, but I think it's only streaming. You can't download them, so you have to have an internet connection.
It's like KU.
Yeah, but hopefully they will, they will go wide again.
In this day and age, globalization, for Christ's sake, give us Fee and Jane.
So we were quite miffed because we've gone through, No, we finished the last one.
The whole backlist.
The whole backlist. We just finished
so many chuckles.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully soon we can listen to them again.
Okay. I think we should wrap it up now.
Oh, yeah. So long.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, then we'll be back next week.
Yes.
I hope so.
Yes. We're going to Paris this weekend, so maybe we will encounter Dominique Laroche.
Oh, maybe. Yes. We're going to do some French kissing research.
Yes.
And maybe I'll have 2,000 words next week.
Maybe.
Okay, until next week.
I'm going for 20.
Wow, ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us. Thank you!